Hello, this is Pastor Deborah, and I'm coming to you with another word of encouragement, a spiritual teaching video for you, so that you can look deep inside of yourself. I had to do that, and I needed help from somebody from the outside who could help me see things I could not understand or see in my own thoughts. The God of creation, the God of the kingdom of heaven, because I prayed a prayer that I wanted to be clean in all of my thoughts, in my heart. I didn't want anything of deception, misinformation. I didn't want to be a victim of culture, tradition, history. I wanted my thoughts pure, clean, all about the kingdom of God and its kingdom of heaven. When you can get there about yourself and pray that, then you'll be able to ask yourself a deep question. But you can ask this question before, and you'll probably get two answers. A before a cleaning occurs in your soul, your biological mind, your hidden man of the heart, called your subconscious. And you get another answer after you've been cleaned up, sort of speaking. And what is the question? Who is the strength of your heart? When people say heart, they're not meaning the biological heart in our biological body. They're meaning the center of our subconscious. That person who was created by our five senses, through our culture, our traditions, our history, maybe our DNA. Maybe, mostly, it's also created by our sex, male or female. And in many cultures and traditions, there's different roles that we have to learn how to be those. So who is the strength of your heart? Who is the strength, the power, the architect, the designer, the foundation of your heart, of your soul? And who is the strength of your spiritual heart, your spiritual mind, that eternal part of you that will live on after earthly death? Yes, you have two hearts in you. You have a spiritual heart, that's a mind. And you have a heart that you call your emotions, your feelings, your memories, in your biological brain. But you do have that physical heart. But that has nothing to do with the feelings and emotions and the thoughts of your heart, of your soul, or your spirit. So I want to take us to a scripture that helped me to answer this question. I had to look back into history, back into ancient poetry and poets to help me. This one is written by King David. He was the second king of ancient Israel after King Saul. He was a man called a musician, a poet, a soldier, a general. Then he became king of ancient Israel. And during his times, he would sing and write. He wrote in Psalm 73, 25 through 26. And I'm just going to read 25 to you after a short prayer. Dear God of the kingdom of heaven, God of creation, help us to look inside of our soul, our hidden man of our heart, our subconscious, that part of our biological brain. Help us to look there and see what is in darkness. What are lies, misinformation, disinformation that come from culture, tradition, families, religion? Help us to see who is the strength of that. And who is the strength of our spiritual heart, our spiritual mind? And we thank you for for looking in us and then telling us what the truth is. Amen. All right, in Psalm 78, verse 25, King David tells us, "Whom have I in heaven but you?" Well, who's in heaven? The King of heaven is in heaven. Who David called his Lord, that means owner, his God, his creator. "And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you." Can you say that about this God in heaven? David could. It took him a while, because he went through a lot of lust, through women, a lot of battles. His family turned against him, trying to kill him. But eventually he got to the point where he knew his heart, his mind of his biological body, from all the culture, traditions, wars, lusting desires. He finally came to the truth that he had nobody but this God, this Lord in heaven. And there was nobody on earth that he should desire besides him. When you get to the point that no earthly love means anything to your soul, you can love from a distance, you can love without saying it, but when your whole heart, your system of your spirit, soul, and physical body puts in the number one place for you to desire on earth like King David did. And who was that? The King of heaven. The great I Am, he's called. The great creator, the architect, the designer of all things, both in the spirit and the earth. When you can put him first, even in your soul, above culture, tradition, family, bloodline. That's the pattern for your spiritual heart and your biological brain. He must come first, and his kingdom must come first. You can love others, but not to the extent that you need to love him. He's first, King David said. He's the only one in heaven that King David said that he has as his lover, so to speak. And that in earth and on the earth, no woman, no battle victory, no fame or fortune could ever replace the love that he had for this King of the kingdom of heaven. This God, this Lord, became his number one love and desire to get to know, to be around, sing about him, pray to him, saw his great love and forgiveness. And this King of heaven even helped David, the old adult lust-filled and murderer David, who killed a man, Uriah, so he could have Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, who had gotten pregnant in an adulterous relationship with King David. Oh, King David was told not to have many wives, but he had many. But in this situation, God was going to bring great turmoil and destruction to Israel because of the king's behaviors. Don't you ever forget. If you're a king, a politician, a ruler, and you go against the God of King David, your nation, your family, the people, all your treaties, everything will be affected by your relationship with this God. If you put your fame before him, if you lift yourself up instead of him, if you mistreat women or children and you keep them away from leadership, if you put your family, your culture, your bloodlines above everything, even above true love, then your heart does not love the God of King David, the God of heaven, the God of ancient Israel. You love another God, and you serve him through your soul, not your spirit. So my word of encouragement to you is, who is the strength and the desires of your heart? That's my question for you. Now you go look. And I'll talk to you on another word of encouragement. Bye-bye.